this. Any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday.
While President Trump is denying in tweets this morning that he used a particular term about Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries, while talking immigration in the Oval Office yesterday, a Democratic Senator, Dick Durbin, who was there at the meeting, insists the president did.
To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
President Trump yesterday also predicting that his first physical exam with a doctor since he took office will be going very well later today. He said he'd be surprised if it didn't, joking that the stock market wouldn't be happy if it didn't. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
Lumber Liquidators January flooring sales going on now. Get more than 80 pre-finished hardwood floors up to 35% off. All Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is on sale. It looks and feels like real hardwood, and it's water resistant, like Nordic Fog Oak and Tuscan Fusion Maple, up to 30% off. And get Wood Look waterproof floors up to 27% off. Strand Bamboo up to 40% off. More deals from 49 cents plus professional installation and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators January flooring sale today.
This remains a very active search and rescue mission.
That's the Santa Barbara County Sheriff in California saying 17 people are known dead from mudslides in recent days following torrential rains. And the sheriff says,
our consolidated list shows that there are 43 people now who may be considered as missing.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying that he and President Trump are mulling how to change a method through which the U.S. government caps the federal debt. Mnuchin calling it ridiculous that lawmakers need to regularly raise the legal limit on how much debt the U.S. government can hold or risk triggering a global crisis. Google says it's phasing out a current parental control program for its Chrome browser starting today, but plans on replacing it with a better one. It says in an email to users that's based on feedback it received that it's going to work on a new set of Chrome OS supervision features. And this is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
Former U.S. figure skating champion, the disgraced Tonya Harding, admitting that she knew her ex-husband had a hand in the attack on skating rival Nancy Kerrigan years ago. In an interview that aired on ABC last night, Harding said shortly after the 1994 U.S. figure skating championships, which she ended up winning, she figured out that her ex-husband, Jeff Galluli, and the others had likely been behind the attack on Kerrigan. She said she'd even overheard Galluli and a friend talking before the championships about taking someone out so that Harding would be sure to make the Olympic team. Despite refusing to say if he's spoken directly to the North Korean leader, President Trump claims he probably has a very good relationship with dictator Kim Jong-un. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
During that interview, Mr. Trump refused to say if he had spoken directly to the North Korean dictator, telling the Wall Street Journal, "I'm not saying I have or haven't." Earlier, Brian Hook of the U.S. State Department said they're still working on a diplomatic solution to the crisis, and they do not want a regime change or collapse.
Nevertheless, we will not rest until the world is assured that the DPRK's pursuit of nuclear weapons has been verifiably abandoned.
And NASA's delaying a mission to put astronauts into orbit using private spacecraft. The agency was planning to use capsules by Boeing and SpaceX for a program called Commercial Crew Transportation starting in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new movie, Insidious: The Last Key, and since it's the only movie opening this week, I'm also going to be covering some other releases that I haven't talked about yet, like Bright on Netflix, Loving Vincent, and The Big Sick. I'm also going to be talking about those are ones that have sort of got lost in the shuffle during award season. I also want to talk about the news, Trailer Park, Box Office, and the Home Cinema Roundup, featuring the 2017 Doctor Who Christmas special, Twice Upon a Time. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
The first piece of news I want to talk about is a quick shout-out to the Critics' Choice Movie Awards. That is on January 11th, 2018, which is next Thursday. And that is going to be airing on the CW with Olivia Munn as the host. So you can check that out and see if me as a voting member had any influence in the final tallies. I don't even know who's going to win. I have yet to vote for the final in the ballot. You've heard me talk all year about these movies. You've heard me talk through award season. Find out who wins on January 11th on the CW at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. The next piece of news really isn't news. I remember reading this tweet. Somebody had pointed out that Neil deGrasse Tyson said, there's no cosmic significance to January 1st in the calendar, even going back to its development. It's just an arbitrary date. But it is a date that makes you kind of stop things, look back, and plan ahead. Now, it's been a kind of a weird year for me, but this is a great time to look back. And one of the things I did this week was, as I was waking up, I was flipping through Facebook on my phone. And I fell down a rabbit hole, which is easy to do on the internet. And the rabbit hole was about the Flat Earth Society. There's a huge Flat Earther Facebook page that has, I don't even know how many people it has. I didn't even look that closely at it. But I just started reading the posts in the comments, fascinated that there are people out there who refuse to believe that the Earth is round, who refuse to believe that we're a planet circling a sun, who refuse to believe the whole of NASA's scientific knowledge, who refuse to believe pretty much everything from Galileo on, in terms of astronomical science. And it blows my mind because it's very easy to prove the Earth is round. I was on a cruise ship over Christmas. And if you go out on the cruise ship, if you go out like to the side, the port or the starboard side, and you look out in the open ocean, you can see from horizon to horizon the curvature of the Earth. The ocean is that flat that you can actually see the curvature of the Earth. I've also on a cruise ship watched as something kind of cracks over the horizon. I occasionally sail to Nassau. You sail in, and you can see the famous lighthouse popping up over the horizon, not appearing off in the distance, but actually coming over the horizon. Those are very basic truths of a curvature of the Earth. Forget all the science and the decades of research. This is stuff that I've empirically watched with my own eye. And there are people out there who believe it. And then you start reading their posts, and they go into this deep discussion of science and you should do research. Well, really, they don't want you to do research by like going to school or talking to a scientist or reading a book. They just want you to watch more crazy YouTube videos. And if there are people out there who can believe crazy YouTube videos about the flat earth. You can believe anything. Now, how does that relate to movies? When it comes to movies and when it comes to, like, film Twitter, it's a microcosm of the greater world. The thing is, in film Twitter, with the exception of some things like all the accusations going on, which can actually do damage to people, and the stuff that goes on and the theories and the ideas and the craziness on film Twitter, it's nonsense, and it doesn't mean one thing one way or the other. It doesn't impact real life. I mean, if somebody has a crazy fan theory about how Jar Jar Binks fits into the new Star Wars movies, that doesn't impact the world. But these things show up, and the point is, these are scintillating stories. These are things that make you think beyond something. People want to be creative. People want to be a part of something significant. And so when they read something like Jar Jar Binks becoming Snoke, that appeals to them because they go, oh, well, now I know something more. And there's greater meaning to this stupid character that was barely in three movies in the 90s and early 2000s. But you push that outside of film Twitter and you get some crazy stuff going on, like Flat Earth Society. And if you read their discussions of it, it's insane. So the whole point is, as I'm saying, go to the Flat Earth Society's page on Facebook and marvel at the stupidity that's going on and the banging your head against the wall to create this weird picture of the Earth that is physically impossible, where gravity doesn't exist, just to explain your own bullheaded theories. And then you'll understand why crazy things happen outside of film Twitter. And why we do have to be a little more critical in our thinking. So that's my plea. Be more critical in your thinking, not just in think pieces about Jar Jar Binks, but in think pieces about anything from politics to society. Let's use critical thinking rather than knee-jerk, emotional, crazy thinking that goes on in social media. That's my plea for the new year. And another thing I did on the new year is I went to a video store. There's still a video store down the road from where I live. It's called Video Central. It's in Columbus, Ohio. Privately owned. Great little store. It's not huge. It's a small little store. But what's great about it, it's lived past all the Blockbusters. But you know what's great about that place? They have this massive cult section. Bizarre, strange movies you're never going to find on Redbox. You might be able to find them cycling through on Amazon. But Netflix doesn't care about cult movies. It's certainly not cult movies that are more than 5 or 6 years old. So a plea also in the new year, find a video store, patronize it, work with the people there because they're doing it as a labor of love. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That song means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to talk about is Truth or Dare. No, not the Madonna movie from the 90s, but this horror film, which opens on April 27th.
Carter.
Truth.
What are your intentions with our sweet Olivia?
I needed to find someone with friends that I could trick into coming here. I brought you all up here because I'm okay with strangers dying if it means I get to live.
Something really weird has been going on ever since Mexico. Truth or Dare?
Dare.
I know it sounds insane.
Just a little.
Carter said, tell the truth or you die. Do the dare or you die.
This is a Blumhouse movie, and they're actually now putting Blumhouse's name atop the title. So it's Blumhouse's Truth or Dare. I don't know if that has anything to do with the Madonna Truth or Dare movie, if they needed to differentiate it at all. Sort of like how they had Lee Daniels, the butler. That may be the reason they did that. But it also shows that Blumhouse is building a brand. And one of the things that Blumhouse does is it finds waves of popularity and rides them. It did that with the found footage angle, and they made some terrible movies. Well, after Happy Death Day did quite well in October, I think Blumhouse is really getting behind sort of gimmicky horror movies, which is great because I love gimmicky slasher movies. This looks like something that's going to be fun, that goes back to the old April Fool's Day type movies that I grew up with in the 80s. And this one, it looks like it could be a lot of fun and interesting. And I enjoyed Happy Death Day. I'm looking forward to more like this. The next one I want to talk about is Slender Man, which opens on May 18th.
Where is my daughter? People don't just disappear.
He gets in your head. Like a virus.
This one is equally gimmicky, but it's very different. I mean, ultimately, the trailer sounds really bonkers. The trailer itself plays like the video in The Ring. It's a lot of random shots and crazy looking things. So you get no sense of story. But I've always loved the idea of the Slender Man, and I think it's a creepy, modern, urban legend, myth type thing. So I'm looking forward to that one, too. It might be a good year for mainstream horror movies. You may not have to deep dive into video on demand for these. Anyways, that's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be revisiting Loving Vincent and The Big Sick.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mike Hewitt here. Think about it. Have defining words such as success and failure, or even more basic words like male and female, lost their foundation? Has their meaning been blurred? Indeed. If an ideology can literally erase or alter the meaning of a word or words from our dialogue, our lexicon, can words such as peace, prosperity, and happiness become equally blurred or absent of value? What does history tell us? Liberal used to mean freedom and liberty from an overwhelming government, and now it means the opposite. I get cultural differences, differing political perspectives. But when there's an ideology bent on fundamentally changing the meaning of the words, how can we possibly meet in the arena of ideas for that desperately needed exchange? Common sense demands we not allow them and their media to divide us, our society, or our language any further. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce.
building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. When I said I'm going to be covering the big sick, I'm not talking about my throat. My apologies to out there in radio land. You might hear a little bit of raspiness, some Demi Moore sexiness going on with me. I went on a cruise right before Christmas. The whole family took a cruise. We're on the biggest ship in the... Well, not the biggest ship. I found out the ship that we were on is like 2.5 inches smaller than the largest ship on the planet. I believe it's the Allure of the Seas, which is the largest one. We are on the Oasis of the Seas, which literally is like 2.5 inches smaller. It's essentially the same ship. Massive boat. We had a great time with the family. But one of the things you do leading up to it, you don't want to get sick for a cruise because that's not something you can easily replicate. You can't just postpone it for a week. So I held off being sick, got home. My son got sick immediately after we got back, which is fine because at least he didn't get sick before the cruise. And then he gave me the cold. So now you've got my sexy, throaty Demi Moore voice whispering in your ears. Anyways, let's talk about Loving Vincent. This is actually a movie that was recommended to me months ago. And I watched it months ago. I just never got around to reviewing it because, as you remember, in November and December, there were like 50 billion movies opening. I mean, this is... pump the brakes, people. But anyways, I want to thank the listener for recommending Loving Vincent. I did get around to watching it, and it is one that's significant to talk about, mainly because it's getting a little bit of awards buzz. You're seeing it nominated for some animated films. So let's talk a little bit about that. A man investigates the suicide of Vincent van Gogh, told in the animation style of the famous painter.
Vincent van Gogh killed himself?
How does a man go from calm to suicidal in 6 weeks?
So, what brings you to Auvers?
I want to do something for Vincent.
You're not going to stir things up again, are you? We've had quite enough weeping over that nutcase.
Vincent, what have you done?
We all knew something was very wrong.
Vincent!
Now, the style of the movie is as important as anything else, because it's a fascinating look at animation. One of the things I love about animation is that there are many different ways to do it. Most people think animated movie and you think one of two things. You either think cell animation, like the classic Snow White, Cinderella, you know, ink and paint style that Disney had, or you think CGI, which is Pixar, DreamWorks, all that stuff that most movies that are animated are. But there's a lot of other artistic forms of it. There's stop motion, which, of course, Leica does brilliantly. But also, the stop-motion type of animation is done by Wes Anderson. He's coming up with Isle of Dogs this year, and he did Fantastic Mr. Fox several years ago. So animation style is very different. And the way this style is done, it's oil-painted. It's kind of rotoscope, but rotoscoping is like a technical term where you animate over something. But no, this is oil painted. They actually are painting the imagery, and they're doing frames of oil painting and changing. And it gives a really interesting look because it's like living inside a Van Gogh painting. And that's what's so beautiful about it. And that's what the artistry that goes into this. The other thing that's interesting about it, well, it tells an interesting story, and it's the Citizen Kane version of the death of Vincent Van Gogh. It shows the historical, like, day-to-day life around it. Van Gogh is so well-known and so revered and so iconicized that people forget that he was just a guy potting around this area of France, painting pictures of people in the neighborhood and scenes out his window. And these very famous paintings, these iconic images that we now know are his paintings, were just his surroundings, and it was his style that brought it to life. It's a gorgeous movie to watch. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It comes out, I think, on Blu-ray and DVD next week. So I'm going to have to say that Loving Vincent rocks. It's totally worth checking out.
It rocks.
Excellent.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about the next movie, which is The Big Sick. This one came out, I believe, this summer. And it was one of those movies that was really kind of impossible for me to review because it was a small enough release that it got a limited run. So the way things work is studios will screen movies early. For, like, bigger movies. You know, like, Star Wars was screened early for us. Jumanji was screened early for us. This movie wasn't big enough to screen widely, and it opened in this rock and roll coming from town to town. There was really no solid release date. It was sort of just this mushy release date in various places over the course of, like, a month or two. It was also too early in the year to really get award consideration. So while it was campaigned and pushed near the end of the year, there were no real attempts to show it to critic organizations because it was like July. Now, I eventually got a screener and I watched it. But by the time it opened in my hometown, Columbus, Ohio, it had kind of made its way through the main reviews. And so it was, you know, and I didn't know when it was going to open because this radio show is on nationally. You can hear it almost all over this country. So it was very hard to nail down when to review it. So that's why I didn't review it before now. But I think it's worth talking about because it is picking up some awards, as expected. After breaking up with his girlfriend, a comedian is called to the hospital for her when she is put into a medically induced coma.
Can you imagine a world in which we end up together?
I don't know. I'm looking for Emily Gardner. She was checked in tonight.
There's an infection. We put her in a medically induced coma.
Coma.
You should call her family.
Thank you, Kamala. We're going to handle things from here.
I think I'm just going to wait anyway.
You guys broke up. I'm not sure why you're here.
I'm just going to stay for a second. Is that lady still looking at me?
Now, this movie is the true story of comedian Kamal Nanjiani. I think I'm saying his name right. Who ended up marrying the character that's his wife. It's how they met. Quite literally, it's this bizarre thing that happened. They dated, broke up, and he was kind of called in as her significant other at the hospital. And then eventually her family shows up because they're from out of town. And it's how they got to know each other. But the character played by Zoe Kazan, she's in a coma most of the movie, so you don't actually hear from her. But it's really him bonding with the family. And that's the stuff I really liked. When you finally get to the point where his character bonds with the family, I think that that's very sweet. And it shows how people can come together who otherwise wouldn't. And it also shows how he bonds with the family while nothing goes on with him and her because she's in a coma. Now, part of the problem is casting Zoe Kazan. She's got such a history of playing that manic pixie dream girl. It's really hard for her to bust out of that. Now, I imagine she's very similar to his wife, who it's based on, but she is kind of playing totally into type. My other problem is that Kamal is he's the kind of a depressing person, which is not uncommon with comedians. Comedians are depressing people who hate themselves, which is usually what makes them good comedians. Now, there's parts of it that are very sweet, but there's also parts of it that I found very abrasive and unappealing. But in terms of the romance, people talk, oh, it's this great romantic comedy. I had a conversation with my wife. She's a huge fan of romantic comedies. Romantic comedies as a genre are like the Reese Witherspoons, Julia Roberts, romantic comedies of the 90s. This is a comedy and it has a romance element to it. I would never define this as a romantic comedy. It's not a rom-com. But it's the kind of movie that a lot of people can be like, safely say, oh, I don't like romantic comedy, but I like this. It's kind of like Sideways, which is a romance and a comedy, but it's not a romantic comedy. But people are like, oh, but I like that. I don't like regular romantic comedies, but I like this one. It's worth seeing, but I think the hype is a little too big for it. Still, I'm going to say The Big Sick kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Insidious, The Last Key. And Bright.
And the Magnificent!
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today. at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweets today he never said it, but the Washington Post reporter who broke the story yesterday claiming President Trump had referred to Haiti and several African nations with an obscene term during an Oval Office meeting with lawmakers on immigration says he stands by his reporting. Meanwhile, one of the senators who were in the room at the time also says Trump did use that word.
To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
He said these hate-filled things.
Tensions have recently been de-escalated with North Korea, but now there are new reports that North Korea may be preparing for another nuclear test very soon. There are reports today that thanks to the new federal tax plan, Fiat Chrysler is going to move some production back from Mexico to the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We are leading into the movie reviews. Finally, I'm going to talk about the one new movie that is out this week. And there's only one film, even in limited release. I'm sure there's stuff expanding and contracting, you know, like the ebb and flow of the universe. But all we've got for new movies this week is Insidious, The Last Key. A paranormal investigator searches for a way to contain a demon she, whoops, inadvertently released years ago.
People who need help with matters that can't be explained come to me. These hauntings can be terrifying things. I should know. I've faced many evils in my life. This one is different, though. The haunted house is my family's house.
Now, it is not uncommon for there to be only one release on the first weekend of the year. It's also not uncommon for it to be a horror movie. The one thing that's normally happens is they're terrible horror movies, like really bad horror movies. Remember that movie Devil's Due? The one, it was a found footage movie about a girl who got pregnant on some vacation by the devil. And there was another one called The Devil Inside. Of course, there, I'll see the theme here. The Devil Inside was this really terribly put together found footage movie that made a ridiculous amount of money. Also, you got Insidious is a series that it's up to number four. And usually by the time you get to number four in any series, it's usually, you know, circling the drain at this point. Now, the Insidious movies have kind of had kind of an interesting route. I loved Insidious, the first one. James Wan kind of redefined modern horror, which is great because we are languishing under the awfulness of found footage. And then Insidious 2 was interesting, and I appreciated what they did. I don't think they quite stuck the landing, but it was still a respectable movie. The third Insidious came out a year or two ago, and that one just was incredibly forgettable. I believe it was an August release, just disappeared into the wind. Now, I mean, the Insidious 2 was a September release, but it released on Friday the 13th, which gave it a little bit of notoriety. I was really waiting for this one to just suck hard. But what's interesting is sometimes I'm surprised. Part of it is this is based on the character of Elise. And if you remember her from the other movie, she was the older woman who's the paranormal investigator, played by Lin Shaye. And she has her team of Specs and Tucker who are there helping her out. And this is sort of a prequel with her. It just takes place before the first movie. It's not like necessarily setting everything up. But the character of Elise is a very charming, wonderful character that Lin Shaye really kind of brought to life and was one of those great secondary characters in a movie. And I thought she was fantastic in the other movies. I think she's great in this one. She's seen a sudden resurgence. The actress has seen a sudden resurgence in popularity because she's done this and she's done a couple other horror movies, which is great. I love seeing an actor or an actress get a bump after just a career of playing kind of character roles. And you saw that with Tobin Bell with the Jigsaw character. He just was a character actor. Probably his biggest claim to fame before he did Jigsaw was he was the albino assassin in The Firm. Nobody cared who he was, but suddenly got this notoriety doing this franchise, and he embraced it. And so has Lin Shaye. And she really kind of brings a charm and warmth to it. And I could watch a whole series of just her ghost busting, which I'm thinking is what the plan is. I also think it's amazing that the first and only big release of this week is a franchise film starring a 74-year-old woman. You don't see that all that often. You're usually expecting some young, big celebrity. But I think that's great. This movie has, you know, a lot of the elements that you'd expect from the other film. It has her going into the further. So one of the things these Insidious movies do, spend a lot of time outside of our normal realm. They spend time in sort of this shadow realm that she goes into. We saw that in Insidious. And like Insidious, both the Insidious first film and Insidious 2, I'd say the last act was almost completely in what they call the further, which is this ghostly realm. And they managed to make it work. And it's not that they don't make it work here. It's not as strong of a story as the original Insidious, but as just sort of a one-off ghost-busting story, I enjoyed it. I thought it has some pacing issues, yeah. And there are moments where I think they spend a little too much time in the further, in the background, in this ghostly world, that it almost normalizes it. It's a neat little character that we all kind of know and love, horror movie fans know and love her, and she gets her own series, and I think that's wonderful. So I'm going to have to say, surprisingly, Insidious the Last Key kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about the film Bright. This has been released on Netflix for a couple weeks. It came out, or it hit the service, on the 22nd, right before Christmas. What's funny, I actually requested from Netflix. I have a Netflix rep, and I requested a screener of this. Never got it. And then after seeing it, well, let's wait for the review. A human and an orc work to save an elf in danger in this gritty cop drama with fantasy elements.
Everybody's just trying to get along and have a good life. All of the races are different. Just because they're different doesn't mean anybody's better or worse than anybody.
Hey, where's the diversity hire?
I got a dude in my car. I didn't ask for it, but the whole world is watching.
It's him.
Nuclear weapon that grants wishes.
That's whatever you want.
You're not stealing that wine.
The biggest notoriety that this movie has is the people working for it. It's got Will Smith in his first non-theatrical release. And it's got Joel Edgerton playing the orc. It's directed by David Ayer, who did Suicide Squad and End of Watch and Fury. So it's got a lot of names to it. And even like some of the secondary legs, they got Edgar Ramirez. I don't know why he still gets parts, but he's in it as an elf. You've got Noomi Rapace in there, and I think she's great. This film is written by Max Landis, and it's been taking a lot of criticism for him because he's got this sexual misconduct story enveloping him right now. But it's really not his movie as much as it is David Ayer's, who directed it and apparently rewrote the script. But the basic gist of it is the world did exist with a Middle Earth type of races. You had orcs, they have fairies, they have elves, and they have humans. But it's sort of them living in our daily lives, and they've been around for thousands of years. From the premise of the movie, I have problems with it because it doesn't show an evolution of elf society or orc society. It's just saying, oh, we have the exact same evolution of society. It's just orcs are the black people. And elves are the rich people. They're just transplanting it, but there's no actual thought that goes deeper than the very image. To the point that there's a scene where Will Smith references Shrek. And I'm like, you wouldn't have gotten a movie like Shrek in this world because fantasy element would have affected popular culture. But it's almost like you just snap your fingers and orcs appear. It's really ham-fisted. It doesn't work as a piece of speculative fiction because it's just a completely transparent placing of a type of race from a fantasy into a sect of society. It's just, it's not creative in that way. David Ayer's makes it overly grim and dark, and even the good guys, even the good character of Will Smith is kind of a jerk and kind of an a-hole, and I'm not really rooting for him anyways. The only thing that makes him likable is just the general likableness of Will Smith. He kind of plays as not a good guy. And the best part of this movie is Joel Edgerton as the Orc. He actually bring some pathos, some levity, some humor. I just watched an entire movie about him, but then the racial allegory is so tone deaf and stupid and not original and not subtle. I didn't care what was going on, and they're chasing this magic wand. Then they violate their own ideas, and of course they have a corny, stupid ending that you can see coming a mile away. But the thing is, it got watched a lot through Netflix, so they greenlit a sequel with Will Smith and Joel Edgerton and David Ayer attached, which is great because keep him out of the DC universe. So that's it. Bright is not good, but a lot of people watched it, and that's how. That's why it's a success, but it still sucks.
It sucks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about my most anticipated films of 2018 and the Home Cinema Roundup featuring Doctor Who, Twice Upon a Time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase.
This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's continue on with some housekeeping in terms of what's coming up in 2018. My most anticipated films of the year. Now, the first one that I would say the one I'm looking forward to most.
Hi. Well, as we wrap up production, I just want to take this moment to thank an incredibly talented cast and crew for all their hard work. And to the fans out there, I hope you've enjoyed the pictures that I've been sharing, pictures that I've taken from the set of... Can we even say the name of the movie? I'll see you next year.
Solo, A Star Wars Story. And not just because I'm a Star Wars nerd, but yes, because I'm a Star Wars nerd. But I was really intrigued with what they did with Rogue One. Because they weren't expanding it to a new universe. They were working within the confines of the established universe. And so there's certain things you can't affect. You can't kill Darth Vader in this movie. You can't have Han Solo run into Darth Vader or Anakin Skywalker and kill him. You just can't do that because he's got to be in the other movie. So they are constrained with what they can do in terms of sort of a prequel setting. But it's also giving backstory. And this is what essentially I always was looking forward to when Disney got Star Wars, is you get to enrich the characters, you enrich the universe, you enrich their backstory. You saw that with the books, with the comic books, with the role-playing games. That's what really made Star Wars a rich environment. That's what I think kept Star Wars popularity, not just the movies. Yes, the movies are great. But what kept it going in the 90s and into the 2000s, even under the shadow of the prequels, but leading up to it, was the fact that it extended and expanded into this universe that fans could completely play in. And while this is constrained to Han Solo's life, I'm looking forward to this, plus I'm looking forward to Ron Howard as a director. I'm curious to see what he does, and I'm very much into the spinoff and nostalgia aspect we got with Rogue One. The next anticipated stuff I have is the Marvel three punch. You've got Black Panther coming out in February, and this looks interesting because it looks wholly different from any other movie that the Marvel Universe has done. Now, after Guardians of the Galaxy proved that you can go completely out of the box, they can do stories that are not your typical superhero boring character arc or origin story. You can give a more unique story of Black Panther. That's what makes Black Panther doable now. If you would have gone out of the gate with Black Panther in 2010, people really wouldn't have been able to wrap their mind around it. Heck, people had a hard time wrapping their mind around Thor. They couldn't have gotten Black Panther with the connections they have here. But it looks like it's going to be a neat movie, and that's going to lead right into Infinity War in May, which is going to be a fantastically huge, significant Marvel movie. And then, of course, not to be outdone, they're going to have an Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, coming up in July. Basically bookending your Infinity War. And it's going to show that they're going to continue into another phase of the Marvel Universe. And I think that that's great. I love that they're really thinking outside of the box and everybody's up to speed on it. So those I'm very much looking forward to. Now, in terms of other big movies that I think have anticipation for them, I'm real curious to see A Wrinkle in Time. I want to see Ava DuVernay, who I think is a very talented director, do something different than what she's done. No documentaries, no biopics, doing something that's a book adaptation. And I remember reading it as a kid. I want to see, you know, a Disney version of this movie. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Ready Player One. Steven Spielberg playing in his known nostalgia sandbox. Looks like it's going to be kind of fun. I trust Spielberg at this point. He gave us a fantastic movie, The Post, and he's going to be doing his more box office leaning movie. Hopefully it'll be a lot better than BFG. Mission Impossible 6 is another one I'm looking forward to. That comes out this summer. Because the Mission Impossible series has gotten better as time goes on. I do think it peaked at 4. you know, the Ghost Protocol. But I still thought that the next movie was good as well. That they've really kind of found a niche, and another Mission Impossible movie. It's one of the best things that Tom Cruise does now. There's also Aquaman at Christmas. I think DC is trying to recover from a less than stellar box office for Justice League and trying to separate, you know, when Wonder Woman's your greatest hit, you know, see, do something a little bit different. So I'll be curious to see what Aquaman turns into at Christmas. Other ones I'm also keeping on my radar include Rampage, Deadpool 2, and Jurassic Park, Fallen Kingdom, although I'm not quite sold on any of them just yet. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's look a little bit at last week's box office over the four-day weekend, if you count January 1st. Star Wars made almost $67 million, was right behind it was Jumanji. Jumanji actually has been doing better throughout the week than Star Wars has. So I don't know. I don't know which one's going to win. I don't think Insidious is... I mean, it's possible Insidious could make $40 million. Weirder things have happened. But I really think that Star Wars and Jumanji are going to be duking it out this weekend. You know, just it's a robust time for movies. You got plenty of movies that have already opened that you probably have already missed. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the Home Cinema Roundup. The movie I want to talk about for the Home Cinema Roundup isn't really a movie. It is the Doctor Who holiday special. They do a Christmas special every year for Doctor Who ever since they rebooted the franchise back in 2005. And this was not only the this year's holiday special, the Christmas special, but it was also the farewell of Peter Capaldi. And of course, we get the new Doctor at the very end, Jodie Whittaker. You see it right at the very, very, very end, which is great because I'm looking forward to see where they go with this character. Wholly different from anything else. But you get one more round with Peter Capaldi, and that is in the film Doctor Who, Twice Upon a Time. The 12th Doctor refuses to regenerate and finds himself at the South Pole with a previous version of himself.
I'm the Doctor.
I am the Doctor.
Something has gone very wrong with time. We're trapped inside a single moment.
So sorry. I don't suppose either of you is a doctor.
You're trying to be funny. We do have one little advantage.
What advantage?
There's two of us.
One of the most significant elements to this one is that they've brought back the first Doctor. Now, not the original actor, because William Hartnell died 50 years ago or something. But they've got David Bradley, who played, I think he played him in the Day of the Doctor. He's best known for playing Filch, the caretaker in the Harry Potter movies, you know, the one with the cat. But he does a great job as the original Doctor. And with two old guys kind of working with each other, kind of, I've always loved the Doctor crossovers. I always love when the Doctor meets himself. Now, they've done those, you know, gosh, ever since, I think they did the two Doctors. I know they did the three Doctors when the third Doctor, John Pertwee, was there. They had the three of them. And I know they had another one with Tom Baker. And so they've done, like, the five Doctors. And I loved when they did the 50th anniversary special. You had David Tennant and Matt Smith meeting each other, also with the War Doctor played by John Hurt. Rest in peace. So it's nice to see them playing in their universe that's been built for 50-plus years. And this one is a little bit more of an intimate story because it's basically about the Doctor dealing with himself, not wanting to regenerate, whether he should go on to death or whether he should continue. We all know he's going to continue because we got Jodie Whittaker waiting in the wings. But she's a much younger character. Much younger Doctor, so we'll see what she does. But overall, I think this is neat. It ties up a couple ends in there, and you see some cameos from characters and actors from older ones. This one, of course, aired on Christmas Day. It was on the BBC. You're going to see it come out on DVD and Blu-ray very, very soon. So overall, when it comes to the Doctor Who Christmas special, Twice Upon a Time, I'm going to have to say I kind of rocked. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best of the multiple Doctors, but I enjoyed it.
It kind of rocks.
Other movies that are coming out on DVD and Blu-ray, we've got American Made, which is Tom Cruise in his lesser interesting roles, like not a Mission Impossible movie. Battle of the Sexes, which is quite good, and I would have loved to have seen that get better traction during award season. But comedies are difficult. Comedies are very difficult to nail. And what you end up with is you end up with a movie that people don't think is as significant as it should be. But I think both Emma Stone and Steve Carell were fantastic in the movie. And it's a weirdly feel-good film. There's also Breathe, which was not nearly as good as it could have been. I mean, chalk that up to first-time directing problems with Andy Serkis. And then finally, Brad Status, which stars Ben Stiller in a movie that kind of flew completely under the radar and apparently supposed to be quite good. I haven't watched it yet, so I have failed as a film critic. Anyways, that is it for the week. I need to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about The Commuter, The Post, and Proud Mary. Remember to watch the Critics' Choice Movie Awards on January 11th at 8 o'clock on the CW. And until then, have a fat time at the movies.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year, but most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweets today he never said it, but the Washington Post reporter who broke the story yesterday claiming President Trump had referred to Haiti and several African nations with an obscene term during an Oval Office meeting with lawmakers on immigration says he stands by his reporting. Meanwhile, one of the senators who were in the room at the time also says Trump did use that word.
To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
He said these hate-filled things.
Tensions have recently been de-escalated with North Korea, but now there are new reports that North Korea may be preparing for another nuclear...
Welcome to Awaken to Your Purpose. We have not been on for the past several weeks due to the Christmas weekend, and then there was the New Year's weekend, and then there was the rather slightly inclement weather. But now we're back, and this will be on video, but I'm not quite sure how to do that yet, so we're going to go by this week without the video, unless Big C comes in to show me how to do it. But unless I'm on video now and don't know it, which is a very good possibility because I'm half Irish, so I can excuse myself. But anyhow, we're going to start out this this year with pushing some buttons. So let me start pushing some buttons. Then I will give you the weather. Personally, I will give you the weather.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in. to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that you really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you.
This okay, the weather, the weather, the weather.
2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
The weather today is a balmy 64 degrees, and it's absolutely wonderful. Somebody said to me, oh, my God, it's raining. I said, yeah. I said, better warm rain than cold ice. Anyway, enjoy it today. As they say now, according to the weather.